Welcome to another episode of the 5th Grade Clemens Crossing Podcast. Today I have with me...
Corinne.
And Caitlin.
We are going to do Creative versus Survival in a game for a game called Raft.
Yes, I think Creative is better and Caitlin thinks Survival is better.
The first category that we're going to do is Building. So, I think that building is better in survival because it's actually very easy to collect the materials needed to. And also, they can sometimes help you for like, okay, this looks cool. Oh, it can also be used for like cooking soup. I don't know.
And then also, but I think it would be easier to build in Creative because you don't have to wait around for the materials to float to you, or you have to go swimming or catch them with your fish hook thingy. And then also you can just say, oh, I want that right now. I'm going to make 10 of them. And then you can, instead of having to get... like 10 woods and 10, I don't know, plastics. So, yeah.
Okay, next one. Exploring. I think exploring is better in survival because then if you come across like an island with a shipwreck, then you can get all sorts of materials and like, you can collect them and then build up your ship. But in Creative, you literally can't explore. The ship doesn't move. Raft doesn't move in Creative.
Yes, that is a little disappointing. And also, kind of sometimes exploring is also just seeing what you get in the water, but nothing floats around in the water in Creative either because you don't need anything because everything's there for you. And yeah, exploring, you don't really do that much exploring in Creative. It's more for building, not exploring. So if you like exploring, you should probably do survival.
Moving on. To number three. Cooking and farming. So in survival, you need the... you need cooking and farming to survive, but it also can be just fun. Because like, ooh, I want to see what this and this makes in the cooking pot. Ooh, it creates weirdness. Okay, good to know. And it also, you can still eat it, and it still gives you like hunger bars or things back. But in Creative, you don't really need to, and yeah.
I think cooking is also fun.
Wait, I remember something about exploring. In exploring, you feel like, yay, I did this. I feel good about it. And yeah. Okay, back to cooking and farming.
Okay, and I think it's more fun to cook in Creative because you don't have to say, oh my gosh, I'm about to die, I need to eat. You can just say, I think I want to eat this. And then also you can get things, you know, you don't have to wait for food things to come to you. You can just say, I want this and this. And then you can cook it up and, yeah.
Even though it does nothing. But
yeah,
whatever.
Even though it does nothing, but you can have your own little restaurant thing.
Moving on to needs. In survival, you can, if you go on peaceful, you have less to worry about with needs. And if you just keep certain things like, oh, I killed a shark, I keep shark meat, cook shark meat in my inventory, then you can survive. And you also probably always have some cooking things and water at hand all times.
And in Creative, it's kind of like peaceful mode in survival, where you don't have to really worry about dying, and you don't need to eat or drink, but you can because it's fun. You just like want to have a restaurant raft thing.
Raft-ter-raft-ter-ont.
Yes, a raft-ter-ont.
Sure.
Then you can do that. So yeah.
Okay. Now moving on to the shark. Dun dun dun.
Dun dun dun.
So you can actually have an option to have the shark or not. If you go in peaceful mode for survival, then it's like, okay, now the shark no longer does anything. It just runs away from you.
Yeah, it's still there, but yes, it doesn't do anything.
So like, it doesn't really do anything, but you're in like easy mode or hard mode or normal mode in survival. You have to like fend off the shark, and like the shark can like kill you. But if you kill the shark, then you can either put the head on like there's this thing where
on a
you
stand.
No, yeah, I guess it's like you can turn it into like a trophy. Mm-hmm. And if you're in creative, you can't really do that because the shark doesn't really bother you. Yeah.
And also, yeah, the shark is kind of the same. And for peaceful mode and survival, it's just there. It's like a little pet sharky. Sure, why not? And he doesn't bother you, but also, he doesn't eat your raft, which is really annoying in survival. And you're like, I used so much wood for that and so much plastic. Now I have to build it again when the shark does it. And he can't kill you.
And in survival, he can eat places where you have chests. And it just disappears from existence.
Ah, so annoying. Let's just say the shark isn't your best friend in easy or hard or normal, whatever. But it is in creative and peaceful mode.
And if you kill it in survival, you can also wear it as a hat. I don't know why that's a feature, but you can.
It's fun.
Okay, moving on to armor.
Sure.
Armor. So in survival, you can just, as I said, you can put the shark hat on, but it doesn't really do anything but block part of your screen. But whatever. And you can get things like armor, like leather armor, and a backpack to like fend off the shark. And then, like, the shark will be like, okay, you no longer look tasty. I'm gonna go now. Goodbye. But the shark just never stops following your ship. But whatever. And there's things you can find in, like, shipwrecks. I found a captain's hat on a shipwreck that I found in survival. But since people in creative can't find things, you can't get the captain's hat thing.
Okay. So, also, in creative, you don't really need armor, because nothing's really trying to kill you or do anything bad to you, but you can still have it and say, hey, I look really cool. Yeah, that's basically all you need it for, looking cool.
Unless you're in survival, then you need to survive from a shark, unless you're in peaceful mode.
Yeah.
Okay, next on, tools. And survival tools are like your best friend. They like help you like fend off the shark, get fish to eat, get you can use a I don't remember what it's called, but it's like this stingy thingy where you can like throw it out into the ocean and then you can like drag it back and then get all sorts of good supplies. And you can use like a spear to fend off the shark from your boat and then go and then get a shark hat. And you can do all sorts of things with it. And then you can like research. Your tools will help you get things to research and then get more things to craft.
And in creative, tools are less useful because for the hooky thingy like that, you can get things from the water. There's nothing floating around you, so that would kind of be useless. But it is easier to get things like paintbrushes and other things like that.
And like the building thing where you can expand on from your boat,
yeah.
And the axe to destroy things that you no longer want on your boat.
Yes,
ship.
That is that's very, very helpful because, it takes less long to expand your raft and make it more comfortable for your person to live on.
Conclusion. If you like to like build and not have to worry about anything, you can just go into creative. Or if you like to explore and like, but you still don't like having things attack, you can just go to peaceful, but still survival. So there's something for everything in this game. So it doesn't really matter if you like creative or survival.
Yes.
They're both good choices.
Mm-hmm.
That is the end of our podcast.
Okay.
Thank you for listening to another episode of the CCS podcast. See you next time.